all in a disturbing breach of trust and legal boundaries. Candace Chapman Scott, 37-year-old former mortuary worker in Arkansas, has pled guilty on federal charges related to theft and sale of human body parts. Because who at one point in their life hasn't, dabbled in that a little bit as a side hustle? The United States Attorney Office for the Eastern District of Arkansas made the announcement on Thursday, marking a significant development in the case. Scott was implicated in a scheme involving the transportation of body parts across state lines and conspiring to commit mail fraud. According to federal authorities, she was employed by a service provider contracted to the University of Arkansas for medical sciences. The institution receives cadavers donated for medical research through its anatomical gift program, which Scott exploited for her illicit activities. Case unfolded when Scott, using a Facebook group for enthusiasts of oddities, contacted a man from Pennsylvania on October 28, 2021. She introduced herself as a mortician associated with UAMS, revealing that her responsibilities include the cremation of medical cadavers. During their correspondence, Scott inquired if the man knew anyone interested in purchasing an embalmed human brain, setting the stage for a series of illegal transactions. I guess they'll have to add that to their list of things to flag on Facebook.
Facebook? No shit.
They can't really keep up with anything at all, but maybe this one. From October 31st of 2021 to July 15th, 2022, Scott sent 24 boxes filled with stolen body parts, including a human brain, heart, skull cap, kidneys, livers, hands, and a female pelvis with femurs.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you need that for?
What do you need that for? Yeah. All of which she pilfered from UAMS. These parcels were transported via the U.S. Postal Service to her contact in Pennsylvania. In exchange, Scott received $10,625 transferring to her through PayPal. you put like the little note in there, like why you're sending this. Is there like a body part emoji that you would like put in there?
Oh, she probably just put up a hand or a brain. I mean, those are, things that we've got emojis for.
The FBI, intervened on July.
Did she use an eggplant?
I don't believe that was one of the items transferred. So, The FBI intervened on July 13th, 2022, with a search warrant executed at Scott's residence in Little Rock. Agents discovered numerous stolen body parts stored inappropriately in boxes and trash bags. Upon being questioned, Scott admitted her role in the transactions and her method of receiving payments. As Scott awaits sentencing, the legal ramifications of the breach of ethical standards she perpetrated have ignited a disclosure on the oversight of mortuary services and the protections of donated cadavers intended for scientific research. The trust placed in medical institutions by donors and their families has been severely undermined by the case, prompting calls for stricter regulations and oversight of the handling of anatomical gifts. This is just someone who got caught. Does make you wonder.
I remember. Oh, go ahead.
Yes, it does make you wonder if there's others out there that, keep operating under the radar, because who's, if you're the one that's responsible for, cremating the remains, they believe you did it, unless there's some evidence that you didn't.
And remember, this is part of that Harvard Medical School anatomical gifts program. This is a ring that they busted up. This is Cedric Lodge, who was in charge of the morgue at Harvard Medical School. There's somebody else, too. So this is a huge ring that they busted, ranging from, I want to say there was somebody in Minnesota. Yeah, East Bethel, Minnesota, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Arkansas, this gal. And I think Massachusetts, obviously, because of Harvard. But yeah, this was wide ranging.
So that answers that question. There's a lot of other people that were involved in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but they're finally, God, bringing them to court and getting some things done. And you're going to have some jail time, folks.
Why would anyone collect these sort of things? I mean, I get it, in a medical setting and that, but who? Why? Why would you want these things in your home? What is, I know they're oddities, quote unquote, but they're parts of people. It's, I don't know. I don't get this at all, unless you're like a serial killer.
Well, and that's just it. I was going to say, Ed Gein, why did you make furniture out of people?
But if you're not murdering people, is it like, I guess maybe it's kind of like not being able to cook and you're just getting takeout. The food comes to you. And like, here's the body. I didn't have to kill anybody, but I got the body parts that I'm collecting. I don't know. I mean, it's just, I can't wrap my mind around some of this.
Some people have a really weird fascination with death.
Sure.
And I wonder if this is an extension of it.
But why collect the body parts? I get having a fascination with death or something like that, but this just, I don't know. What do you do with it? Do you display this shit in your house? Is it like hidden in a closet where like you have somebody over for dinner? Like, come here, I want to show you my secret collection of weird shit. I don't know what it is.
I guess, I don't know. Could it be a precursor to I'm going to start dabbling in collecting body parts that I can't find online? I don't know. It would be something interesting to ask Siobhan, psychologist. You know, what's so fascinating? Well, but wait a minute. Let me backtrack and let me piss off the hunters in Wisconsin. Why do you put a deer on your wall?
I feel that's completely different.
See, I don't. I'm a huge animal lover, so I see that and I'm like,
they're wild game. It's not like Aunt Edna, you know? You're not going to fucking mount your aunt's head on the wall.
Well, the weirdos who collect this stuff, they didn't know the people. Maybe they just really like skull caps and kidneys and hands and female pelvis.
But there's a whole difference between a hunter. Maybe there are, but I can't imagine there's many that are like, hey, I collect my deer and stuff, and now I want to, you know, put a femur on my wall. I mean, it's totally different.
But walk with me. Hold my hand through this. if you're hunting, literally hold my hand. If you are hunting and you shoot the animal, you eat the animal because, you know, you're going to eat it. Why would you then mount it on the wall? Isn't that creepy? I ate that animal, but now I got it looking at me.
It's nothing I would do because I don't hunt, but I've never found it to be incredibly odd. You know,
I do.
We grew up around this with people doing all this shit our entire lives. I don't know. It's just, it's what hunters do. It's part of that culture. I never found it to be like really creepy or anything. I mean, people have collected animals and, taxidermied them forever. So I just don't feel it's a similar comparison, but to a human, to be doing that with a person. I think there's a huge difference there.
I can see that. Well, and in this way, you know, it wasn't just I donated my body to just be distributed amongst the people who like this shit. This was for a completely different purpose and an honorable purpose at that. And it was absolutely violated. So, yeah, this is really different. But I'm not sure, what do you do with a human brain? What do you do with a heart? What do you do with all these things? Who are you trying to impress?
In a private collection. Yeah. I don't know the answer to that. It would be an interesting, like, oh, these look so realistic. Your Halloween decorations. It's because they are.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.